This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell, fresh from Minnesota. Good to be back in the state where if I don't happen to have a mask already sealing my face when I get out of my vehicle, I'm not going to go get placed under arrest or anything like that. And we do have Scott Hannon. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I was just saying I'm glad to be back in North Dakota where I don't already have the mask on. I think in Minnesota now, babies are actually born out of the womb with a mask firmly in place.
Well, I'm in Rapid City, South Dakota, speaking to Republicans from across the great state of South Dakota tonight at their Lincoln Day dinner in Rapid City. And so I was driving here last night, and I was amazed that everywhere I'd go, just out of sort of habit, you know, you grab the mask going into the convenience store to fill up or whatever, restaurant, and they look at you like you have three heads if you wear one here. So they're not many of them here.
The land of freedom, the Dakotas, the last bastion of the United States of America that still believes in some element of freedom.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, look, I begrudge no one wearing a mask, especially if they're concerned or they think, you know, everybody handles it differently.
And my criticism isn't about masks. I've got elderly parents, and they'll definitely wear that. It's not about the mask. It's about the shaming of, I don't already have it on when you see my face. Give me a second. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, that's the thing I think ticks a lot of people off. That, you know, there's this nanny state.
Exactly.
A bunch of folks run around and tell you that you need to wear it. Look, here's somebody posted something on a post I put up last night about Donald Trump visiting Bemidji, Minnesota. He's coming to Bemidji a week from today, 4 p.m. at the Bemidji Airport. So fairly close to us here in North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota. And, of course, somebody snarky, will they be wearing masks? You know, I mean, like, you know, really, if you've got nothing better to do than be a snarky jerk and not to mention, you don't need to worry about the people in Bemidji, Minnesota, from wherever you're from. Just worry about you. You know, worry about you. And, you know, if you don't think enough people are wearing masks when you're out, don't go out. You know, I mean,
exactly.
you don't have a constitutional right to go to the grocery store. You can order online. There's other ways to do it. So, yeah, it's amazing. I think that just set aside, you know, whatever you believe about masks, that kind of attitude towards one another is what is so different than what happened after 9/11 19 years ago. I mean, that's the thing that just most amazes me, that we have a country so divided. And
hey, you didn't see any of this stuff coming that we're dealing with. You can't even walk out of your own house without a mask on. You would have, the 9/11, you would not have thought that.
What would change? What would change? You know, how do we get back to? I think I can say that probably the best thing that came out of 9/11 was that unity. Remember, George W. Bush was elected in 2000 in an election that had to be decided by the Supreme Court. Right? There was that was the Trump derangement syndrome before there was Trump derangement syndrome. The hanging chads, the pregnant chads, it was awful. And people were not about to let that go and say, okay, it's been decided, let's move on. Awful, awful, awful. I don't think it was as bad as it is now, but I hate Trump, I love Trump. But I do think that we could use, a little bit of a refresher on how after 9/11, an attack on America, an attack on freedom, we come together. What would prompt that? Is that possible? I'd really like to know your answer on that today, because I think, again, it's the best thing that came out of 9/11. A lot of ugly just went away, and the country came together. Speaking of 9/11, we're going to talk to you on the program today, Andy Card. Andy is the former chief of staff to George W. Bush. He was the individual, if you remember that iconic photo of someone leaning into President Trump's ear and to tell him America is under attack on 9/11 in that classroom. That was Andy Card that did that. And so we're going to talk with him on the program today and look back a little bit. He's very worried about where the country is at as well from a unity standpoint. And, you know, I tend to sometimes think that, you know, talk of unity is sort of like, oh, that means liberals want us just to agree with them, right? that's their idea of unity. I'm a little on the skeptical side when it comes to that conversation. But on the other hand, you know, to live like we live in America now with people walking into restaurants and screaming at people and telling them to put up their hands and you know, show the support for Black Power and, you know, looting, you know, everything they can find. This is a total anarchy. And the amount of hate for Donald Trump is unbelievable. I mean, literally, Donald Trump is nominated this week by a Norwegian for the Nobel Peace Prize, and the press won't even talk about it. And those on the left just absolutely lose their minds over it. Hey, it's the president of the United States who's helped advance peace. You didn't have to vote for him. You don't have to like him. But you can think, gosh, they're right. He's done some very, very bold things related to the embassy and, you know, the peace in the Middle East. Can you not give him credit for that? They can't. They can't do it. Why? I don't know. But I'd love your take on what would bring us back to a sense of unity in this country. I don't think it'll be a Donald Trump re-election. I think it'll just get uglier. But is there anything? Can we do something? Do you want it? Do you find yourself worn out by the way this country's still ripped apart? I have to tell you, 55 years old, first time in my life, I look back on the Civil War and what we knew of that time and say, I get it. I now understand how it could have gotten that ugly. We're not quite there, but we're not far removed from it. Law enforcement officers are shot in cold blood. Why? Because they're law enforcement officers. You know, we riot at the drop of a hat of a law enforcement officer doing his job without any facts, without any context. A little snippet of a video? I don't know. I don't. So you tell me, what would unite us? What could bring us back together? Love to know what you think about that. Here's how you can weigh in today on the program. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Are those slow enough, Todd? Anything okay there?
That should be good.
Okay. The text number, text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd. You say the number. Nice and slow now, Todd. Where people can
it's been a while, so I'm a little out of practice. Been away for a week. 701-226-8503. Good enough.
Senator Kevin Cramer will join us today on the program, Talk Radio Town Hall in the second hour. Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of President Trump in Minnesota for a visit in the neighborhood, so we better have a chat with her. And we'll also, as I mentioned, be hearing from Andy Card coming up here in just a minute or two. Texter says, we were united, one nation under God, but now we're muzzled and separated, and we've lost that unity. That's what made us strong. Well, there's something to that. When you take God out of schools and God out of everything, even the Democratic Party didn't want God in his platform. Remember that? Booing it? That's a good contribution to the conversation. Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Just a question to think about. If they totally quit testing, totally stopped it, how many more people would die or how many more people would live because he quit testing?
Well, I guess you would if you, you know, for instance, we have a robust testing protocol in North Dakota, second most per capita in the nation, okay? And the idea behind that, I've asked Governor Burgum this several times, because obviously the more you test, the more you have on your dashboard, more cases, right? But his argument is, once you have a case and then you do the contact tracing and you find people that have been exposed, you know, you get them isolated and therefore you have less cases branching out from that. That would be one argument. What's the argument the other way? Less tests would mean what in your mind?
Nothing, because you, no matter what happens, if you're going to die, you're going to die. There's no, you cannot extend your lifespan a second with or without testing.
Yeah, I tend to have the same sentiment you do in the fact that we know what we know now about coronavirus, and we know what the symptoms are, and to get help, there are therapies, and but obviously the most vulnerable is what we're concerned about. So if you find more cases, you protect them.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I meet my buddies out on the lake.
We're headed out to a special
place we love.
In the middle of the field, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump speaking there momentarily. David Bernhardt, the Secretary of the Interior, who ironically, last time I was in Rapid City, was here, and we had a nice little chat, speaking about the memorial they have there now. That's a bucket list. Going to see that in Shanksville. someday, Flight 93. Always think of the heroic folks there and audio. Have you ever seen Flight 93, the movie, Todd? You see that show?
You know, United I have. I still need to. I have not seen that yet.
That's a bucket list. Put that one on your bucket list. That's worth watching on 9/11. It's unbelievable. I remember my wife and I saw it at the theater, and the movie ended, and it ends when the plane crashes. Not to give too much away here for you.
Well, but, if you didn't know that, though, you've really not been paying attention to American.
Right. I guess not a big secret as to what you're going to go see there.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, the theater, just dead silent. Just dead silent. Nobody gets up. Nobody talks. Nobody moves. Very eerie. Unbelievable. Hey, you hungry today? Of course you are. Get you into PetroServe USA for one of the great lunch specials today, like pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Now you're talking. Two sloppy, that's Valley City exit, 292 off I-94. Two Sloppy Joes and chips at the Harwood location. Sloppy Joes at the 12th Avenue Fargo location off I-29. And chicken tenders. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You're always going to find the lowest price deal because they have unleaded 88. You see the state on unleaded 88 when you fill up at a PetroServe USA. And today's Friday, so they also have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Come on in! PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Andy Card. 19 years ago, about now, but George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, know we were under attack. He did that by whispering into his ear. We welcome him back for an 18th consecutive conversation on the commemoration of 9/11. And I'm curious, Andy, just how this day makes you feel every year.
Well, for me, it's 9/11 is like yesterday, so I will never, ever forget what happened on that day. And not only did I make a promise never to forget it, my conscience won't let me. So I can't imagine it's been 19 years, and the world changed on September 11, 2001. We're still living with that change, even though we've had other challenges. I think probably the biggest change is on 9/11, instantaneously, America came together. So Republicans and Democrats and independents and liberals and conservatives were just Americans that day, and it was amazing how they rallied. We also celebrated our police officers, firefighters, emergency responders, and today we demonize them and question them, but we don't feel as if we're all Americans. We're very tribal today, but 9/11 changed our life, and let's not forget there were 2,977 people who died that day that were just innocent people flying across the country or going to work. And then all of those emergency responders that ran toward the challenge, didn't run away from it, they ran toward the challenge, and many of them were sacrificed. And, you know, this morning I talked with some of the family members of that I know that lost people that day, and for them, the day never goes away. It's there all the time. So, yes, it's been 19 years, but I pray America does not forget what happened that day and also the unity that was demonstrated that day and the following days, and celebrate those who answered the call of duty or the call to duty on that day and many days afterwards as more people joined the military, more people joined our emergency responders, and really stepped up to be Americans.
Walk us through when you knew you were going to have to tell the president that America was under the attack while he's speaking to a group of kids in Florida.
Well, we were at an elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, Emma E. Booker School, and the president was speaking to second graders, and we arrived at the school, and yes, there had been, I heard two questions, one from Dan Bartlett, the other one from Kyle Rove. Did anybody hear about a plane crash in New York City? And the president, when we arrived at the school, the president went to a secure phone and called back to Condoleezza Rice, his national security advisor at the time. I went into the classroom to check to see if it was ready for the president, and I saw the second graders all lined up with the teacher. They were all excited. I saw the press pool starting to gather, and they were appropriately excited themselves. They weren't quite as disciplined as the second graders, but they were getting ready to go into the classroom. I checked the classroom out and saw a misspelled word on a bulletin board, said cover that up with a book cover. I didn't want a Dan Quayle moment. And at any rate, it was supposed to be an easy day for the president. He was talking about his favorite topic, leaving no child behind, and getting rid of those low expectations of the bigotry of low expectations and reform our education system. But he was then told before he walked into the classroom, it appears a small twin-engine prop plane crashed into one of the towers at the World Trade Center in New York City. He and the principal walked into the classroom. The door shut. I'm standing there. Deb Lauer, who was the acting national security advisor on the trip, a Navy captain at the time, came up to me and said, oh, my God, and another plane at the other tower at the World Trade Center. And I knew I had to tell the president. I made a decision what I would tell him. And so I walked in and whispered into his ear, a second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack, a message that I never dreamed that I would have to deliver to the president. And I certainly didn't expect to have to do it in a classroom of second graders, kind of on stage with the press watching and a boom microphone likely hanging over my head. So I was very careful with my words. I did nothing to invite a comment or a dialogue with the president. I just dropped those words into him. I watched as he digested those words. I honestly believed that was the day he realized the true burden of being a president. He had to preserve and protect. And he focused on it. He shifted gears that day, and I can tell you he was a strong, steady, compassionate leader, and he really did a remarkable job that day and the several days that followed.
You mentioned earlier the lack of unity right now, like we had on after 9/11. We are about as far away from that level of unity as possible. What would bring us back to unify the country? What would be that unifying moment, do you think?
Well, let's remember back when George W. Bush was elected president, he was elected by the Supreme Court that had to make a ruling on Florida and hanging chads and swinging chads and the challenge of an election. So the nation was very divided. And then 9/11 happened, and it was a shock to our democracy. And it was a shock to decency. And the nation responded with common resolve that this would never happen again. And President Bush's leadership, first of all, it was all-inclusive. He cared about everyone. I don't know if you remember it, but soon after the attack, a few days later, he went and visited a mosque and tried to pull the country together, even people who were suspect, if you will, by America. We were amazingly united, but we were also, at the same time, a little bit paranoid.
Andy Carr, former chief of staff, more of that conversation was large. So I'm coming up on What's on Your Mind.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three, and that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fendt Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of, and uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across the nation, ceremonies are being held to remember those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks 19 years ago today. Outside the White House this morning, staff stood on the South Lawn while a bell chimed and a bugler played taps. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, as well as former Vice President Joe Biden, are in Pennsylvania, where they're visiting the United Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville. The president making remarks there, and Vice President Mike Pence is attending ceremonies in Lower Manhattan. The Labor Department says inflation is up less than expected. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in August. Analysts had forecast a 0.6% increase. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Becky was a beauty from South Africa.
Hey, if you're headed for Big Iron next week, I hope you'll stop by and see us. We'll be at the Butler display. Looking forward to that. That's along the east and I guess southeast corner, sort of the grounds here, not far from some of the great parking there. So stop on out, have a great time. And the folks at Butler are looking forward to seeing you. They're going to have a lot of great ag equipment there. Last year they had a lot of innovation. This year they're doing it again. The Horse Joker RX will be unveiled in the Butler booth at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. That's the day it starts next week. The new Fendt Ideal 8T Combine will be there. Those things are incredible. And the Fendt Momentum Planter that has been on the crop tour this season will be there too. So that and a lot more, Butler display, Big Iron, West Fargo, Red River Valley Fairgrounds next week, also brought to you by North Dakota Farmers Union and Ellington Companies, will be live and on location. Look forward to that. All right, we'll wrap up our conversation with Andy Card coming up here in just a little bit, because I want to have Kevin Kramer weigh in on this unity question as well, and I'm getting some texts from you, and I want to just get your take on this. What brings back that unity? What would it be? Does it have to be another attack? So let's think about that. Keep that conversation going. In the meantime, we have Laura Trump on the phone. Laura is in Minnesota today, and the crisscrossing throughout, I guess, Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota. President Trump coming to Bemidji, Minnesota, 1 week from today, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You need a ticket for that, so make sure you go to the Trump website to sign up for that. But Laura, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you back, and thanks for doing what you do, representing real news. We appreciate that very much.
Wow, that's so nice. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in. We call it the real news as opposed to the fake news that you might get out there from other sources. 92% negative media coverage of our president. So we got to get the information out. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, no kidding, real news. I was just looking at a Yahoo News story today, and the caption under the picture before the story even starts is, U.S. President Donald Trump is in hot water over revelations in Bob Woodward's latest book, Rage. Now, that's Yahoo News. That's news that's supposed to be, you know, give me the facts, ma'am, instead of it's, you know, editorial. I don't think he's in hot water. I think Bob Woodward might be in a little hot water and have some explaining to do it at some point. But isn't this just crazy that the president not only has to defeat his Democratic opponents, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, he also has to defeat the media day after day after day. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the mainstream media we know is the marketing arm for the Democrat Party. That has been fully exposed by President Trump at this point. So not surprising to see this. But I think it shows really their desperation. You know, they can't cite the president on his policies and on his record because he's been so incredibly successful for this country, for people in this country. He actually delivered on so many of the promises that he made in 2016 when he was just a candidate. We had never seen Donald Trump in a political realm in any capacity, and he got the job done. I mean, a businessman in the White House, what a revelation. But that's why you see all of the attacks like this. They're constantly attacking this man. He needs nothing from Washington, D.C. He wants nothing from the lobbyists or special interest groups. He wants only to do what's right for the American people, and they hate that about him. The good old crew that's been taking advantage of the American electorate and taxpayers for decades is finally being exposed and called out. The swamp is being drained every day because of Donald Trump. They don't like it. That's why they're fighting back, and we know that they can't actually talk about his policies again because they work and they're good for America. So not surprising to see this 52 days now from an election, but to be expected from this crew.
You know, our audience has suggested, in fact, just yesterday we were talking about the Woodward story and before that the Atlantic story, and they said, look, I'm going to give you a summary of their comments. These are going to happen every single day, now until Election Day. Who cares? Let's talk about his accomplishments. They don't want to talk about him, so let's talk about him. So, and one certainly is this economy. To have the economy that we had pre-coronavirus, and then to see it already coming back, despite the incredible amount of challenges and shutdowns and things that have happened, are pretty phenomenal. Talk a little bit about that contrast on the economy, because there's a whole lot of voters. That's what they're going to vote about. They're going to vote for whoever they believe best takes care of their bottom line, their job, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And you see that in 3 years under President Donald Trump's leadership, we saw the best economy in the history of America. We saw that in January alone, there were a million more jobs, even had people to fill them. The manufacturing jobs in particular that Barack Obama and Joe Biden said were gone, were lost forever, would never come back to the United States. In fact, anybody who thought about doing that would have to have a magic wand in order to make that happen. Donald Trump brought those back. He renegotiated bad trade deals like NAFTA, which Joe Biden obviously was a big supporter on. I think we all know that by now. USMCA signed into law, put into effect on July 1st. We are seeing the results of that every single day. And as we come out of, you know, arguably one of the most challenging times in American history with the coronavirus pandemic, you're right. Americans want to know who knows how to get the economy back up and running, who knows how to bring jobs back, who will bring those jobs back. There's one individual who has done it, and it's President Donald Trump. There's another one, Joe Biden, his opponent, who had 47 years in politics to make anything positive happen for the country, for the American people. He had 8 of those years as our vice president, and yet you saw nothing out of Joe Biden. Donald Trump in 47 months has done far more than Joe Biden ever even dreamed of doing in 47 years. And it's evidenced by what we saw with this great economy, with the strength of our country leading into the coronavirus. And as we come out, I think Americans know the only choice to get our country back to that economic, stronghold that we've always been and that we will continue to be for the entire world is the leadership of President Donald Trump.
How about on China? There was a New York Times article recently on Joe Biden's record of appeasement of China. There's a perfect example of the president being able to lead with his particular policy, and what a different place we are in today than the previous 8 years of Biden and Obama. Talk about that a moment.
Yeah, well, it's a great example of Donald Trump doing what he knows is right, despite the fact that so many other people probably could have done this, they probably should have done this, but for decades we've been ignoring China. And Joe Biden in particular, maybe he's got a personal interest in China. We know that his son Hunter flew over on Air Force Two. He, inked a nice little deal of $1.5 billion with the Chinese government. Who knows what was exactly promised for that? But I can tell you one thing, Donald Trump knows that China is probably it could be the biggest problem in the entire world for the United States. And that's exactly why for a long time he said they've been taking advantage of us. We haven't been doing the right thing with China. So what did we see happen? Phase one of the China trade agreement signed and it's on the books. And we are talking about phase two happening because Donald Trump knows that the only way that we aim the superpower of the world, the only way that the American dream will this country and that we will be the greatest country in the world is by making sure that trade is fair and reciprocal across the world when it relates to the United States. That wasn't happening. I mean, taking advantage of left and right. They're stealing our intellectual property. Nobody was doing anything about it, turning the other cheek. But President Donald Trump, no matter how politically advantageous something is, he always wants to do what is right. So he got a lot of pushback from a lot of folks about pushing against China and getting the right thing to happen. And now we're seeing why that was in the midst of coronavirus. We have to manufacture things here at home, why we cannot rely on outsourcing to other countries. It has never been more apparent than now that we did the right thing with China. And now you talk about a contrast with Joe Biden. This is a guy who says they're not bad folks. The rise of China is in our favor. We want to see them rise. We want to see them prosper. I don't know who gave Joe Biden the bad information or if he's just lying to the American people, but we can very clearly see that is not the case. And there is, again, one man that has stood up and done the right thing here, and it's President Donald Trump.
You have been in Iowa and in Nebraska and now Minnesota on a little swing. Tell us what you're feeling on the ground. I know it's nice to get out of the campaign headquarters once in a while, get out among folks, and here you are in the heartland. What do you see?
Yeah, oh, you know what? It's very reminiscent of 2016. There's so much energy out there for President Donald Trump. I don't think I have seen any Biden signs. I have seen a ton of Trump stickers on cars, yard signs, people excited at all of our offices, knocking doors, making phone calls. Our volunteers are engaged and ready to go. People are really, really excited to vote for President Donald Trump. And I'll tell you one of the things that I'm seeing now that I didn't see in 2016, which I think is very telling. In 2016, people used to come up and kind of whisper to me, you know, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Now they're coming up and saying, I didn't vote for him in 2016. I bought into the fake news narrative about Donald Trump. Now I've seen the results this man can produce. I cannot wait to go cast my vote for President Donald Trump on November 3rd. So, look, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm out there for this president. I don't think we're going to see that on the other side. I don't think you've seen that on the other side. Donald Trump has finally gotten Joe Biden out of the basement. We see he's finally coming out and about and showing his face in sunlight. But it's probably too little too late, and I don't think anybody is enthusiastic about voting for Joe Biden.
We're 19 years since 9/11, the attack on U.S. soil. What do you remember most about that day?
Well, I remember I was in college at NC State, and I remember that, you know, it was a really horrific and vulnerable feeling I think we all felt as Americans. But I'll tell you one of the things that I always reflect back on that it gives me hope for this country, for the future of this country. I remember how quickly we all came together, how quickly we all didn't. Nobody looked at each other from the other side of the political aisle as anything other than Americans. We all band together and we all said, look, we are America. We are strong. We will do whatever it takes to recover. And we did that. And we were a stronger country on the other side of that. But I think that that's something I think back to because I hope to see that happen in this country now as we're in the midst of a challenging time again. And look, it's a great time to reflect on that and to think about how we all at the end of the day need to remember that we are Americans and that's what always brings us together. And that's the common thread. We all bleed the same red, white, and blue. You always hear the president say it.
To you and our main man, Luke, and darling Carolina, and of course, yourself, we wish you all the best. Be safe on the campaign trail and keep fighting. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you. You got it.
What, did we lose Scott?
Am I talking to myself,
son? Yeah, Mom, not anymore. Now you're talking to us.
Laura Trump, daughter-in-law of the President of the United States, on What's on Your Mind. Fascinating conversation. We commemorate this 9/11 day. More of your thoughts on what would bring that freedom today, brought to you by Action Movers. Getting a move from Action Move, getting a move in line, getting it ready to go, and getting an estimate from Action Movers is as easy as ever. They offer virtual moving quotes. You can meet one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Same-day estimates. They make moving easy. Call them 866-5532. Online at actionmovers.com.
Dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the...
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you part today by our friends at Pipers. This fall, Pipers has all of your land and equipment needs covered. Join Pipers for their 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction. That's October 20th through 23rd. 9 incredible land auctions, over 5,300 acres in Montreal, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Hettinger, Slope, and Perkins counties. Also, in Pipers fall equipment auctions, they are loaded up with unbelievable equipment throughout the upper Midwest. There's also some retirement auctions you might want to get on your calendar. Not Long and Bowman, Friday, September 25th, 10 a.m. Mountain. And then Bison, South Dakota, Wednesday, September 30th, 11 a.m. Get all the details, Pipers.com. Get on the catalog, call for a catalog. And if you're thinking about an auction in your future, go with the folks that are going to get you the best return again and again and again. They've got the network of buyers ready to go. It helps so much. Pipers, the whole team, take very good care of you. Okay? Remember that. 10 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, more of our conversation with Andy Card, President George W. Bush's chief of staff, the man who delivered the message, America is under attack, 19 years ago today, just about almost, you know, this hour in the morning, we were starting to have all this process. I remember the actual first tower coming down, and I remember blinking my eyes like, no, that's like, I must be sleep deprived or something. There's something in my eye. It can't be like that building just disintegrated right to the ground. Amazing what we were going through 19 years ago today. What came after was amazing unity. And one of the topics we're going to pursue with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up is, how do we get back to that? We have some interesting answers from some of our listeners on that topic and look forward to more as well. Right now, I want to tell you about what is happening next week. High Plains Apache is headed for Big Iron. Tyler Westlake is here. He's the sales manager. And talk a little bit about the 2021s. Remind us a little bit about what will happen next week at Big Iron, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Red River Valley Fairgrounds, West Fargo, that big event. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks a bunch. So what are you planning to bring along to Big Iron? Tell us a little bit about some of that new iron you're going to bring out there.
Well, we're really excited. We got a new model machine out this year. We've made a bunch of changes to the sprayer. Obviously, it's still an Apache, but it is lots of new and exciting features with the new machine, the visibility, safety features, things like that. We're going to have a couple different size of machines on display, a 1,000-gallon machine with a 90-foot boom, and then a 1,200-gallon with a 120 on it.
I've heard Apache sprayer is referred to as the businessman sprayer. What does that mean?
Well, there's lots of different meanings to it. I think most of we just try to tell everybody that you can get as much or more sprayer for a lot less money than what we call the big three sometimes. We do it cheaper from the start. We can do it cheaper in the field, and we're the best resale value out there for 5 years running. So. Bang for your buck.
There you go.
I guess that's what they're talking about.
Find me a businessman that doesn't want a better return on investment, right, and to have that hold its value. Pretty amazing. And, you know, the other thing that we should tell folks is this is what you do. I mean, it's sprayers, right? I mean, one focus, sprayer, spray application. High Plains Apache is doing that and doing that alone, which allows you to focus on making it better than ever. Tell us a little bit about that, Tyler.
Well, that's exactly what we do. We just do spray applications. So that allows us to have all of our techs and salespeople and all of that with one focus rather than having to worry about, 20 different lines of equipment and having to know just a little bit about all of those lines. Instead, we want to know everything there is to know about spraying. And we train the people to do it that way. And I think if you ask the customers that we've got out there about the service, we can provide. It's a pretty amazing story.
There are some precision options from Raven or Plug and Play with other brands as well. Tell us how you guys can help in that regard.
The precision stuff, I mean, obviously that grows every year. The main stuff we use is from Raven Industries in South Dakota. They've got all kinds of stuff from pulsating nozzle technology to, of course, GPS auto steer, boom height control, automatic fold in the booms. Raven's got all kinds of stuff out there, but we also plug and play with the John Deere controller, which helps in a lot of regards. There's a lot of those farms out there that that would probably maybe just buy a green sprayer because they've got that controller. Well, all you got to do is bring your screen and globe, and we can plug it in and make an Apache run that way too.
And the drift management system from Raven is something folks talk about as well. So you get to see all these things firsthand. And as you mentioned, the all-new Apache HS1100 sprayer, the four-wheel steer hydrostatic drive crop clearance of like 70 inches on it, front ladder, all the new innovations be on display out at Big Iron. So folks, come out there and check it out. We'll see you there, Tyler.
See you then. Thanks.
HighPlainsApache.com if you can't wait. You want to find out more, you can call them in Fargo, 297-6464. In Mandan, 663-2375. Or stop and see him. Either one of the locations. Look forward to seeing you out at Big Iron. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll be there broadcasting all 3 days for what is the premier ag event in the upper Midwest. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is going to take your calls when we come back, so get set to bring anything on your mind about the news of the week or anything you have a question for Senator Cramer on. We'll talk a little bit about 9/11, finish up our chat with Andy Card, and more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.